Hi, I'm Elena C., welcoming you backstage with the New World Symphony. This week, we meet Daisuke Yamamoto. He's a first-year violin fellow originally from Georgia, and he was lucky enough to grow up surrounded by music.
My mother actually is a piano instructor, and she was also a composer, so I always grew up with, you know, music around my house. She would always practice every morning, scales, etudes, you know, pieces.
In fact, Daisuke was supposed to be a pianist.
But I just couldn't do, you know, moving the hands in two different directions on the keys and the pedaling. So she said, okay, well, why don't we try violin? And I said, okay.
That's not the only reason Daisuke Yamamoto decided to play the violin.
I went to an orchestra concert when I was little, and I remember pointing out to the violin section, you know, mid-concert, and said, I want to play that. I think it was the look, the way they were playing, and the sound, and, you know, the part that they played within the orchestra. It was a combination of multiple things.
And Daisuke says it's a combination of multiple things that make the New World Symphony so special.
First of all, being surrounded by such talented and dedicated musicians is a great inspiration for me to do my best as a musician and always be prepared for rehearsals and just be on top of my game. Also, a lot of the resources that they provide us with here, such as master classes, lessons, audition taping, mock auditions, all these things contribute to making one a better musician and preparing them for the real musical world. And also being able to work with Michael Tosin Thomas is huge. Not many people can say that they play under Michael Tosin Thomas.
It's not just that Michael Tosin Thomas is a great conductor. That's not the only reason Daisuke is so pleased to be able to work with him this season.
As a person, he has a certain charisma, this charm that he emits. And it makes it easier for you to play for him. You know, some conductors get up there and you're really nervous and really tense. But with him, that's not the case. You know, he's very personable, very charming. So, you know, when you first meet him, he puts you at ease, which makes music making a lot easier. He just has a great musical mind. You know, he brings all these great ideas, unique ideas that no one's ever even thought of. And he just makes it work. And every time he stands up on the podium, every concert you play with him is an eye-opening experience.
So Daisuke Yamamoto started with piano, moved on to the violin. And there was one particular moment, one particular violinist, and one particular piece of music that made him realize playing the violin was something he'd be doing for the rest of his life.
It was actually at the time when I broke my wrist, so I was out for a few months. I couldn't play at all. And so, you know, I was craving classical music, so I listened to a lot of the old recordings I had. And there's this one particular recording that really blew my mind, and it was Isaac Stern playing the Prokofiev First Violin Concerto. And I was just listening, you know, through my headphones, and the opening sound that he, in the atmosphere that he created was so magical, I decided, okay, I have to do that.
And really, from that moment on, Sergei Prokofiev's music has always had a special place in Daisuke's heart. He says he was really excited when he realized he'd get to play Prokofiev's music with the New World Symphony.
Playing the Prokofiev Fifth Symphony with David Robertson was a fantastic experience. It's always been a piece that I've wanted to play. I've, you know, heard old Cleveland Orchestra recordings, and I said, okay, that's a piece I want to play soon.
He doesn't just love Prokofiev's music, however. In fact, Daisuke is hard-pressed to come up with a favorite composer or even a favorite piece of music.
You know, it's really hard for me to say, you know, what my favorite piece is, because I think every work has something special in it, and so for that reason it's hard for me to choose just one. You know, it's kind of saying, like, asking, you know, which one is your favorite child. You know, it's, you can't choose. It's impossible.
That was second year violin fellow Daisuke Yamamoto. I'm Elena C. Thanks for joining me this season backstage with the New World Symphony right here on Classical South Florida.